All right, it is Butcher Box, everybody. With Butcher Box, you get peace of mind, ultimate convenience, and incredible value. You can now find high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. You don't know what it's going to do. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. The ultimate convenience, being delivered right to your doorstep and with free shipping always. The value is incredible. You get a variety of high-quality cuts, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, guides, tips, and hacks. Butcher Box is convenient. There's nothing like having everything you need for dinner right there in the freezer. The value is incredible and absolutely the best way to get quality food. With Butcher Box, you don't have to worry about what's for dinner. Today, Butcher Box is giving our listeners free ground beef for life for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/burr, and use the code burr to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com and code burr, B-U-R-R.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's time for the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, May 15th, 2017, halfway through the month of May. Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you know Bobby Orr scored that fucking overtime goal on Mother's Day to win the Stanley Cup? Back then, you know, I think you only had to win eight. It was like fucking 12 teams. He had the original six and the expansion six. The original six really weren't the original six. They were just the six left over after fucking the stock market crash or some shit. They were the only guys left or after World War One. I can't remember. Didn't like the Lusitania sink and then the, like half the players on the fucking Montreal Maroons were on it. I don't know. What is this? Stump the fucking Schwami over here? Dino Nia has been recording the Sports Jeopardy, a.k.a. Buffalo Wild Wings Jeopardy. I'm going to tell you, even a sports fan, it's not easy, but oh, do I seem like a smarty when I'm watching that show. To the point Nia goes, if they ever do any sort of fucking, you know, comedian Sports Jeopardy thing where you can give the money to a charity. I love that shit. It's like, I'm going to go on TV onto a game show, one of the hardest game shows out there, Jeopardy. Granted, it's all going to be about sports, but they do a lot of shit of like, you know, who's the first free agent to fucking get into a fight with Al Davis? I'm saying, ah, I don't fucking know, right? Name the last three owners of the Seattle Seahawks. Like they take it to that level. You know what I mean? But I love how, you know, Neil's like, oh, you should go on then. Just, you know, give the money to a charity. Fuck the charity. I do enough benefits as a comedian. I can't go on TV and try to win some money for me. You know, hit a couple of categories. Sitting there going, woo, you know. I'm going to go on TV and expose how limited my fucking, I don't know, my world is. I don't know. I'm going to go on TV and make an ass of myself and then give it to some dirty face kid afterwards. I'm going to lose. And then what? Some kid who grew up in a fucking chimney is going to sit there crying because I went there and basically did the Babe Ruth thing. Hey, kid, I'll go out there and hit a home run for you today. Except I'll do it with my mind, man. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to fucking lose because they're going to be like, yeah, what brand of baseball glove did Goose Gossage use when he was still on the fucking Oakland A's? Rawlings? Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct answer was a Wilson. Douchebag family with a chance to steal. I actually did, you know, if I can remember the category. My problem with those shows is sometimes, like, I don't understand the, you know, they'll say, like, get Carter. And it takes, like, me, like, fucking three in a row to understand, like, oh, these are, everybody's got the last name Carter. I got the hardest one, too. Or maybe I'm just the oldest. They brought up the fucking, the dude on Michigan, who then I think went to the fucking USFL. I'm like, this fucking Anthony Carter, number one. I first started watching college football. He was the man out there with the Wolverines. All right? Bum, 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 bum. one of the great fucking fight songs of all time, the Michigan Wolverines. Da 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 da. I'm fucking with you. I know how it goes. Hail to the victors valiant. And I was singing the Notre Dame song. Oh, Jesus, this team, right? Oh, Jesus. They're going for a two-point conversion there, Jesus. What do you got to say? Well, you know, I mean, if they make it, they make it. I mean, I love everybody. Get out of this fucking locker room, you bearded hippie. That's what happened if Jesus came back. Jesus ever went to the locker room and Newt Rockne was in there, right? Oh, 5 foot nothing of them, considered fucking average height way back in the day before they put the horse tranquilizers in the fucking horse meat that they fed to the horses that they then fed to the cows, right? That are then in my burger. Maybe that's why I have such a fucking disposition. I eat a lot of red meat. This is how much red meat I eat. I don't consider hamburger red meat. To me, red meat is I had a steak. I have a burger. I mean, it's hey, it's not red after I'm done cooking it, you know? Actually, it's not even true. I like all of it medium rare. And what I've been told by E. coli freaks, where they're like, look, you can have a steak medium rare. That's a lot less of a risk because that's just one cow. You know? You're rolling the dice. It's like you bang one hooker without wearing a glove. Oh, Jesus, Bill. Right? And then hamburger, though, it's like you bang Vietnam. I don't know why I picked Vietnam. For some reason, I went to fucking Full Metal Jacket. Hey, baby, you got Go Fam Vietnam? It's like you banged a fucking country of that. That's what hamburger is, because it's just a bunch of cows all fucking mulched together, right? You have a steak, it's like you just fucked one cow. That's what I'm trying to, or a steer, I should say. What's a steer? Well, that's a bull without his balls, buddy. Right? Take off its fucking horns. I don't know what it is. Anyways, and if you have hamburger, that's like, you know, you're just Freddie Mercury running around fucking the whole free world. Isn't that basically it? I mean, I don't know my way around the kitchen enough to know if that analogy worked or not, but I will say that let's just get back to the original point, okay? What was the original point? Yeah, I don't consider hamburger red meat, or was it that I'm not giving some fucking kid who lives in a chimney? I don't know why a chimney, you know? You know what? Seeing broke children is always sad unless they're white. There's just something fucking funny about, yeah, you know, I think it's just a relief as a white person that the guilt goes away. You know, no, you know, anytime you see somebody from another race broke, you know, white people fucking pushed them out. They put a Walmart down, right? They put one of those derricks in there. They started sucking all the fucking shit out of it. You know, I wonder if people around the world, when they watch the beginning of the Beverly Hillbillies, start crying, you know, when they just see the white man, even like the first they're laughing like, oh, my God, it's toothless, broke white people. Hilarious. And even they discover oil and they get to keep it. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. I wonder if they cry. When the children cry. You know, nobody guessed the movie I was talking about. I kept references. We got problems with the family back east. Anyways, let's plot. Speaking of the children cry, that's from White Lion, everybody. When the Children Cry was actually a hit. That's how fucking off the rails music went at one point.
Little child, dry your crying eyes.
That was like on the top 10. I remember watching it. I didn't give a fuck about that song, but I was like, that lead guitarist out of all these fucking guys trying to be Eddie Van Halen. I'm not saying this guy was, or trying to do the shit that Eddie did. That fucking guy in White Lion, he came the closest, you know, out of all the white bands, you know, the White Lions, the fucking, who else was it? It was White Lion. It was Great White. It was White Snake. It was Hey There Whitey. It was a little known all white funk band. Because that's what people used to yell when they went to say, I can't remember how it goes. I don't know. Anyways, speaking of children crying, my condolences to all the fans of the Washington Capitals. And you know what happens when you hit the fucking wall for the third time. When you win the President's Trophy, you know, under two different presidents. okay? When Obama brings you two and Donald Trump comes in with his tie hanging all the way down, his tie would still touch the ground even if he was wearing skates. When he comes walking into your locker room and he gives you that fucking trophy. You're right, you're on your second goddamn president. You've left the ugliest uniforms in the history of the fucking game of hockey, possibly. Definitely up there. Those blue ones with that gold fucking eagle. You know, it just looks like they put a stamp, like the post office had a limited stamp thing, you know. And all those weird fucking smelly people, you know. People who don't bathe collect stamps, you know. And I'm not saying that, you know, with all this stuff, like, what do you identify with, a man or a woman, you know, being a man? I'm a man, but I don't identify. I still don't identify. Can you imagine the fucking emptiness of that? Every day waking up shaving going, what the fuck is this? I can't relate to this fucking beard on my face, man. You know? When are my tits going to come in? I can't imagine that, but whatever. There's other people that can't, you know, they don't identify with other human beings. Forget about they don't identify with their own gender. There's another group of people that we all need to care about and wear a certain color on a certain day or maybe a ribbon for. And these are people that can't identify with other people. They just can't identify with human beings in general. And these people collect stamps. You know, they just sit in their room. They're not bothering anybody. Taking that big, giant fucking book off that shelf. You know, blowing the dust off it. Because they finally got the Washington Capitals fucking horrific jersey from the mid to early 2000s. Whenever they had that. It was that awful period. That's right. In the NHL. They added too many fucking teams and everybody changed their uniforms. I shouldn't put it all on the Capitals. Washington, D.C. Fucking horrific. Thank God they went back to the red, white, and blue. You know? I mean, you are there in D.C. for fuck's sakes, you know? If anybody should have the color of the flag, it should be you guys. You know? The Buffalo Sabres. That fucking IHL horseshit they had. You know? What, did they put a sheep on the front? It didn't even look like a bull anymore. It was terrible. Fucking terrible. Props to them, by the way, when they finally admitted that they made a fucking mistake. That was such a horrible period. They had that strike that they lost a whole season of the NHL. All right? They added a bunch of fucking teams. Too many goddamn teams. They had the Atlanta Thrashers. They had the fucking Florida Marlins. Right? That's right. They played hockey first before they sucked so bad. They were like, you know what? Let's just fucking play baseball. No, the Florida Panthers. The Lightning. The Coyotes. I think the North Stars moved down to become the Stars. At least they kept the kind of, they're all right, because they kept the same fucking uniform. But then, of course, they knocked down that stadium in Minnesota, and they put up the Mall of America there. That's so sad that, you know, the place where Dino Ciccarelli smashed his stick over that fucking guy's head, you can now sit there, standing there, eating frozen yogurt without a care in the world, you know? Or was that a road game? Anyways. The fuck am I talking about here? Oh, that's right. So then you had all these new teams in the NHL. And then on top of that, all these teams that have been established all changed their fucking uniforms. So you come back after the strike and you're just watching like, dude, is this the fucking Olympics? Well, actually, that's not true. Because they started doing that in the 90s. Because when the Sabres got fucked in 1999. You know, back when you couldn't even have a fucking shoelace. Tough like fucking shoe leather, that mozzarella. Huh? Who knows that one? There's another obscure. Tough like fucking shoe leather, that mozzarella. Mozzarella. Whatever the fuck you said. Mozzarella. Huh? Who knows that one? If you're religious, you might know that. That's a hint. The title has something religious, a religious figure in it. And it's not Jesus Christ Superstar. That's the last hint I'm going to give you. The Sabres got fucked in 1999. Was it Brett Hull? Was it fucking Danny Mashburn? I don't know who the fuck it was. Joe Barry Carroll? Who had their foot in the fucking crease? I can't remember. But the whole year they're calling it until the biggest goal of the year, the one that decides the Stanley Cup, classic NHL. Yeah, that new rule that's been fucking everybody all year round. Yeah, forget it. We've decided to change the rule in overtime in the clinching game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's how we do it. That's right. That's how we do it. We take breaks every 20 minutes, and we have rules, and all of a sudden the rules go away. So anyways, my condolences to the city, to the District of Columbia. Capital fans, man, they fucking did it to you again. You know, when you keep showing up because you're real fans, and you know what's going to suck now? They're going to dismantle the entire fucking team. Hopefully they keep Ovechkin. You guys are out of your fucking minds if you get rid of him. How are they going to blame it all on him? Did you see that picture of his leg? All fucking bruised up. He looked like somebody tried to get information out of him, and he wouldn't give it up, you know? Fucking veins sticking out. Oh, my daughter's crying in there. Oh, Jesus Christ. Now I feel like a bad dad, but Nia's in there, okay? Nia's handling it. Don't worry. Can you hear that? Yeah. This is the time of night. Like, she's so, like, wants to know everything that's going on that she does. She won't nap enough during the day. And by the way, fuck all your suggestions. I don't want to hear a million suggestions. Put one of her shirts in the bassinet. We've tried everything, okay? It's just, you know. It's a phase she's going through, and I am done listening to fucking people who are not wearing lab coats. If you don't have a lab coat on and you don't have a fucking little degree hanging on a wall behind you, just keep your fucking ideas to yourself, okay? The level of shit that parents talk, every fucking one of them has a goddamn cure for every fucking thing that happens. Every one of them just glided through fucking being a parent or figured it all out. And for some stupid reason, they didn't cash in on it and write a book. Why would you do that when you can just show up to somebody's house and vomit all your fucking ideas on them? If any of your people's fucking ideas work, you should put it in a book and go on the Oprah channel. You guys can sit there holding each other's fucking hands as she tells you how amazing you are. Instead of coming over here boring me with it, and then I go and try it, you know? Actually, you know what? The shirt one worked. The shirt one did work. I will say that. I shouldn't have fucking said that because a relative suggested to me and it was fucking great. That's just the first thing that popped in my head. I was actually thinking about somebody else that annoyed the shit out of me with something else, trying to feed my kids solid food 3 months into her life. Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. Oh, God. This is the danger of riffing, because you end up shitting on the person you're not upset with. Anyways, plumbing ahead. Where am I? Oh, yeah. But condolences. You know, so I would definitely keep Ovechkin. You got to build around the guy. Build around the guy again and, you know, get a coach with a neck. And, you know, maybe he can see if something was offsides or not. And he could throw the flag or whatever you do to challenge it instead of sitting there with his spine fused. Somebody made the joke, said that every coach in the NHL looks like a Bond villain. And it is true. I got to go with that. You know what I mean? Although I would say that Claude Julien looks like that dude in the Swamp Thing that when he got turned into a monster became that little guy running around. That was such a weird fucking movie where I don't even remember the name of the movie. The whole thing about the movie was there was this chick and she had these giant fucking tits and you were just waiting for her to go into the lake so they'd show a little side boob. Now, this is the early 80s. That was a big fucking thing when you were like 12 years old. All right? So the deal with the Swamp Thing, which is where I got that thing. I had problems with the family back east. That's where it's from. It's from the Swamp Thing. I'm obviously fucking with you. What am I talking about? Oh, yeah, the Swamp Thing, right? So how that worked, he was, I forget what happened. The guy was walking near a swamp, you know, the usual thing, and then a telephone pole falls into the fucking swamp. He gets electrocuted, and then he becomes the Swamp Thing. And he's as strong as shit, and there's some fucking bad guy. So they figure out how he became the Swamp Thing. So then the bad guy wants a Swamp Thing of himself, an army of Swamp Things. So whatever, he can take over all the swamps. I don't remember, right? So this fucking little weaselly dude, he does the same thing. And when he turns into a monster, he's this little ass fucking weaselly monster. So then the bad guy goes, well, how come he didn't turn into what you are? And it says, well, you know, when you get electrocuted in the swamp and you turn into a swamp thing, it just enhances your personality. All right. So if you're a fucking stud like me, who even though I look like a swamp thing, I can still bang that big-titted whore over there in the lake. If you're a little weaselly cunt, you just become an ugly weaselly cunt with like mud and leaves for skin. There you go, people. And I, you know, I can't think of a better, sorry, just blew out your ears there. I can't think of a better time to read a little bit of advertising. What do you say there? What do you say there? What do we got here? Oh, wait, I got to finish. So, you know, the only thing I can say to DC fans is when you finally fucking win it, it makes it all the sweeter. Just going through all of this shit. All right. I watched the Bruins from about 79-80 and I had to wait till like 2011. So what's that? 89, 99, 2009. I watched them for about 33 years. All right. And I know you guys, shut up. Shut up. All right. You got all those monuments you can fucking walk around, can't you? Cheer up. Dude. Look at the Wizards forced a game 7. I'll talk about that a little later after I read a couple of fucking advertisements here. Helix, everybody. Helix? You're unique. Oh, you're a special little fucking cunt, aren't you? You don't walk like everyone else, talk like everyone else, sleep, shoot, shit, like anyone else. So let me ask you this. Why is your mattress one size fits all? I hate this question. It's just because there's a general height that people are from a little baby all the way up to like, if you make a mattress that fits somebody about 6'4", you're covering like babies all the way to like 90% of adults. It has to be, right? I don't know. What do I know about mattresses? About as much as I know about reading out loud. But I'm going to continue because a truly customized mattress will cost you $5,000 to $10,000 until now. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and they'll run a 3D biomechanical model of your body through the proprietary algorithms they've developed with the help of the world's leading ergonomic biomechanic experts. The results? A fucking robot shows up to your front door who looks exactly like you with a mattress strapped to his back. He gives you your old forearm fucking shiver, and next thing you know, he's banging your wife on the bed that you paid for. Sorry. No, what really happens is the most comfortable mattress you've ever slept on shows up, right? Your lady lays in it. She's like, oh my God, this is great, right? She reaches over for your fucking meat hammer. And next thing you know, you need to buy a new mattress. Helix customers report a 30% improvement in overall sleep quality. And for couples, they customize each side of the mattress. The beginning of the end of your marriage is when you have the custom. I'm telling you, that's the beginning end of it. That starts with that. And then he goes, you know, it'd be great if your tits were a little bit bigger, right? And then she starts redoing herself like Matt Damon in the Liberace movie. And then one day he just gets rid of her. Or maybe nowadays with millennials, it probably goes the opposite way. The way these broads are slapping the guys around in the shows now. It's unbelievable. Hanging them off of fucking balconies and stuff. Your mattress arrives at your door in about a week and shipping is 100% free. That's why everyone from GQ Magazine to Forbes are all talking about Helix Sleep. That's what they're doing. They're not talking about ties. They're not talking about the next hostile takeover, right? They're talking about mattresses. You have 100 nights to try it out. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free. Gross! And give you 100% refund. No questions asked. Go to helixsleep.com/burr and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/burr. Hey, helixsleep.com/burr. Oh, here we go. MeUndies. Oh, here we go. MeUndies. MeUndies. Look at that fucking robot. Do-do-do-do. MeUndies. MeUndies. His balls are metal. Don't say they're not. He walks up your door, slams you in the face. Fucks your wife, doesn't care the race, cause his metal nuts are nice and soft. And then he lays down on a Helix mattress and bangs your sister. All right, elevate your underwear game to the next level with MeUndies. You've perfected your wardrobe, but what about the stuff not everybody gets to see? We're talking about your junk, everybody. It's time you braided your pubes. Oh, wait, this is the wrong copy. If you've been settling for store-bought underwear, 5-packs, I have something that will change your life for the better. It's MeUndies. What's the first thing you put on and the last thing you take off? No, it's not your socks.
Oh, it's not your contacts. It's your fucking drawers. It's your underwear. Make your most important piece of clothing the best it can be with MeUndies. Follow-up, colon, what is MeUndies? Oh, just seriously soft, feel-good undies delivered right to your fucking door. Read, colon. Why? I'm going to read all of this shit. MeUndies are designed in L.A. That's either Los Angeles or Louisiana. And made from sustainably sourced micro-modal. Modal? A fabric 3 times softer than cotton. And you know what? I believe it now because cotton hasn't said a fucking word about it. And I've been saying this for years. MeUndies, softer than soft, luxury undies come in an ever-changing selection of classic colors, bold shapes, and adventurous patterns. Adventurous patterns. What do they outline your dick on it? So you can tailor your undies to your own personal style. And guess what? You can save time and money each month with a monthly subscription. And if you're not ready for a subscription, that's okay, man. You can still save. There's no pressure here, man. That's just because MeUndies is offering you 20% off your first pair. Just use our special URL, MeUndies.com/burr, and get 20% off your first pair. So go ahead, revamp your underwear drawer. You deserve it, you kook. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/burr, MeUndies.com/burr. How many more of these fucking things are there? All right, Dollar Shave Club, dude. Dollar Shave Club is the smarter choice. You'll get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. You no longer have to schlep to the store to buy a cheap disposable razor that gave you a cheap shave or spend a fortune on razors with gimmicky shave technology you don't need. And when you use Dollar Shave Club's executive razor with their Dr. Cavi Shave Butter, the blade just gently glides, giving you a smooth shave. Dr. Cavi's Shave Butter. Dr. Cavi's Easy Shave Butter, as I call it, is transparent for a more precise shave. It's transparent. It's invisible. Like the flames that burned Ricky Bobby. Helps prevent ingrown hairs and fights razor bumps. Look at that. Make the smarter choice by joining Dollar Shave Club. For a limited time, new members can get their first month of the executive razor with a tube of their Dr. Cavi's Easy Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razor is just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. There are no hidden fees, no commitments. Cancel anytime you like. It's a one-night stand, but with a razor. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/burr. That's dollarshaveclub.com/burr. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I've gotten much better at reading out loud. You know, watch this. I'm going to say it right now. I bet I only make 3 mistakes in the next 2 fucking reads. You want to bet? What do you want to bet? Huh? You want to bet a little Cavi's Easy Shave Butter? I bet you a fucking handful of that shit. All right. Policy genius. All right. Now, I never said how fast or slow I'd go. Life insurance. Do you have it? See that? Nailed that first sentence. If not,
why not?
Too expensive or a hassle, man? If you don't have life insurance, what would happen financially if something happened to the primary earner? What are you talking to the wife here? God knows the primary earner is the man, and that's not a sexist statement. I'm just saying I'm just a progressive male, and I've listened to all these women bitch moaning and complaining that we all make more money to do the exact same job. But wait a minute. How many women are plumbers and then marry a plumber? Oh, that'd be the worst. You're all fucking competitive. Both going to bed smelling like fucking shit and wrenches. All right, let's keep going here. Life insurance is a good idea to protect the ones around you. But where do you go to get the best prices or the best policy with the best service? Policy Genius. Policy Genius has a very simple, user-friendly website to shop and compare all the top-rated life insurance companies and give you the best options. While you're there, check out their other insurance offerings like pet insurance. Pet insurance for what? In case your fucking fish reverse drowns when it flops out of the fucking tank? I don't know. I guess for dogs, getting their fucking teeth clean. Go to policygenius.com today and save over 40% off prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. Is that a job? Well, life insurers. Ah, there's the first mistake. Thought I was going to get an eagle on this fucking hole. That's Policy Genius. P-O-L-I-C-Y. G-E-N-I-U-S. That's the second mistake. I fucked up on the E. .com. Please spell it out. I just did. Zero jargon. Zero sales. Pressure. Fuck! I'm out of mistakes. I still got one more to go. Zero hassle. Life insurance made easy. Free quotes. I got the yips. Zero hassle. Peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to policygenius.com today. All right. Oh, Billy, 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 Billy. Oh, Billy, Billy. I got one more here. Oh, no, I don't. That was the last one. Oh, this is this guy giving me shit about airline bumping. Oh, he fucking went off on me. He fucking put me in his place when he sat down at his goddamn keyboard. I'll get to this in a minute. I will get to this in a minute. I like this guy who gives me shit about the airline bumping. You know why? Because there's very few people out there that defend the man. All right? Anybody can attack the man. Every once in a while, it takes a fucking, I don't know, the internet version of that Clint Eastwood spaghetti western guy coming to town with his little fucking Mike Tyson, colorful Mike Tyson towel over his fucking head, right? That's how broke Mike Tyson was when he first started out. He was like, I want to dress like Clint Eastwood. They said, all right, we'll get you his underwear, his boots, and we'll get that little fucking, that little shawl he puts over. But, you know, we can't afford to put any color on it. You know? And that's the kind of thing that leads you to bite somebody's ear off. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to say that what he did was right, but I'm just saying I understand. Hey, how you doing up there in Montreal, everybody? Montreal, Canada. How's things going up there? You enjoying the fucking off season? God knows you're going to have enough time to come and see me in June. This is what I'm loving about the Predators, all right? Although they seem like they're losing right now. I'm taping the game, but I'll fuck myself over here, and I'll just look it up right now. Oh, look at that, the little time trial thing. Are you going to fucking load for me? I think the Ducks were up 5-2 or 5-3. How fucking weird are these playoffs this year? You know? Anyways. Now, you know, I always give you guys shit about the curse of Patrick Waugh. You humiliated that guy. I mean, what you guys did to him, when you watch like horror movies, you know what I mean? When somebody like, you know, thinks they're prom queen and then you dump a bunch of blood on them, or they think that they're going to go make a wish in a well and then their mother pushes them to the bottom of it. You know what I mean? They think they're going to, you know, all of that shit. All of that shit. Right? Somebody drowns in a fucking lake. You guys did the hockey version of that to Patrick Waugh. You know, he thought you guys loved him. That's who it was. It was like Carrie. He came out there, you know, has one fucking bad game. You won't pull him. You leave him in there. You fucking do a mock cheer when this guy who redefined the position, first ballot Hall of Famer, continuing the tradition of winning fucking Stanley Cups, you know, and he won it during the real era when there was like 30 fucking teams, 28 teams. Not all those cups the Canadians and Maple Leafs won back in the day when it wasn't even the state, it was like a fucking shot glass. You ever see him skating around with the thing? It looks like a fucking baton, you know, before it became that giant goddamn thing. Anyways. They booed him out of town. So ever since then, there's been the curse of Patrick Waugh. And I think the next fucking part, the next chapter of the curse, okay, is P.K. Subban. You know what they ran him out of fucking town. You ran that guy out of town. Now, this wasn't your fans. I think it was the organization. I also think it's because I'm a Bruins fan and I just love giving you guys shit. Because what am I going to do? Talk about championships? You guys are going to destroy me. So this is this little fucking little thorn I can put in the underneath your fucking elephant foot here. All right? What, PK was a fucking great dude, and he gave too much money to that children's hospital, and he started becoming bigger than the Canadians, and the Canadians couldn't fucking handle it, like when Kobe couldn't handle Shaq, and he said, look, either he goes or I go. And they said, okay, Kobe, and they sent Shaq to Miami, and then he won a fucking title there. Right? And then they had to bring Phil Jackson back and another 50,000 fucking free agents, as they always fucking do. You know, I just give Kobe shit for the first three rings. Get the fuck out of here. The last two, I'll give you those, you know, even with the officiating in that second time you played the Celtics. Hey, let's call fucking 38 fouls on one team and 17 on the other. That makes for a good game seven, doesn't it? Not saying that we would have won, but it would have been nice to see the Lakers beat the Celtics that year. Just saying. Anyways, plowing ahead. So now the Predators are up 1-0 against the fucking Emilio Estevez's, the Sheens, whatever the fuck you call them down there. The mighty Sheens, the Anaheim Estevez's, the mighty Ducks. I don't like the Ducks. I don't like the Ducks. Don't give a fuck. I just don't like them. Okay? I don't like the Honda Center. Okay? You go there, there's no fucking vibe. There's no vibe in Anaheim. It's just I don't know what it is. It's just a strange goddamn place. Anaheim is fucking weird. This whole fucking LA area is weird. Like, people weren't supposed to live here. You know what I mean? They weren't supposed to fucking live here. It's a fucking desert. We steal water. The whole thing's weird. But at least, you know, there's cool shit to look at. You know? Except when you go to Anaheim. I don't know what you look at. All right? And you go down there. There's no fucking vibe. Maybe it's better. I went to a Ducks game in the late 90s. They were still early. Right? They were still the Mighty Ducks. They still had Donald Duck with the broken bill in the front. Isn't that what they had for their logo? I don't know. So anyways, what if PK leads the Nashville Predators to a Stanley Cup championship this year? I'm just throwing that out there for everybody up there on St. Catherine Street, you know, with your cute little pocket squares that matches the color of your socks, you know? What the fuck are you going to do then? Nashville, that banjo-playing fucking washboard down by the fucking river. You ever been to Nashville? I mean, half the structures there still have dirt floors. It's unfucking believable. It's ridiculous. You know? Like when they went to Nashville this year and they were like, you know, who are you voting for president? They were like, I'll tell you one thing, I ain't voting for Lincoln. He wants to free the slaves. That's how backward Nashville is. You know, I know there's all this shit out there saying it's this growing city, you know, and they're trying to get people to move there. The reason why they're trying to do that is because so many of the structures still have dirt floors. Okay, now if he can go down there, all right, and fucking lead them to the Stanley Cup, the big boy Stanley Cup, not that little shot glass that you and fucking Toronto won like fucking 15 times each, you know. I'll give the Canadians their last 10 cups, but I look at them like, I can't even say they're equal to Detroit, because Detroit was back then when it was a shot glass. You know, sort of a fancy shot glass. I'm just fucking with you. I have no idea how the fucking Predators were in the finals, the Western Conference Finals, with the Ducks, and then the Ottawa Senators. What the fuck is going on with that? When is the glass slipper going to turn back into a fucking pumpkin? I'm telling you, if Ottawa goes any deeper into the playoffs, they're actually going to sell out a home game. I mean, this is unbelievable. Did you see the first game of the Rangers? They had 2,000 of the Rangers series. They had 2,000 empty seats. That's because they stopped playing the Bruins. You know what I mean? And the Bruins were just close enough to Ottawa that shuttle flight wasn't too expensive. You know? Then they played the Rangers, and God knows Rangers fans, all those fucking Manhattan cunts, they got the money to fly up to Ottawa, but they're New Yorkers. Dude, they got boar's head, they got a slice of cheese, why would I travel? Look over there, it's the Empire State Building. Oh! That's what New Yorkers are. They're fucking, they're like country people. You don't have to be lonely. Fucking skanks in the fucking five boroughs. I am in an extra cunty mood, and I am just trashing people that I have no right to trash. Okay? My team is not in the playoffs. Okay? My team has not won as many championships as the fucking Canadians. My city doesn't have as many skyscrapers as New York City. Hey, don't fuck with my city. You just fuck with the wrong city. I had problems with the family back east. If you touch my family, I'll fucking kill you. Those lines will never get old in Hollywood. You know what's another fucking hacky thing? I'm so sick of every other fucking show doing the speed dating fucking scene. How many times can you do that? And one fucking lunatic after. I mean, it's not that bad. Jesus fucking Christ. People showing up with like half an axe in the side of their head. people living with their mother, the person who's actually gay, pretending to be straight, the fucking psych. I mean, Eddie Murphy did this shit fucking and Coming to America in 1989. Jesus Christ, why don't you just have somebody come in and slip on a banana peel and then get a pie in their face and then do the dating thing? Hey, Bill, if you're so talented, why don't you come up with something new? Because I'm limited. All right? I never said I would reinvent something. All right. Unfortunately, I have to take a little bit of break, and I'm on a nice little roll here. But I have a, yeah, I got something I got to take care of, which is why I'm doing this at 9 o'clock on a Sunday. You know, but why do I need to tell you guys? Because this is only going to be a fucking second of your life. All right. Hang on a moment. Okay, I'm back, and I am as illiterate as ever. All right, you want to listen to somebody just fucking tearing me a new one here? So I was talking about fucking United Airlines and Delta and them just yanking people off of flights and, like, what happened to customer service and all of this type of, you know, I felt guilty flying United. The way they just dragged that Chinese dude off the plane, or the dude going to China, just assuming he was Chinese, Asian. You can give me that, right? Who knows? They were hitting him so fucking hard, I don't know. You know? Fucking. Fucking anyways. Airline bumping, he said. He says, hey, you uninformed cunt. And I'll tell you, nothing makes the reader want to read more when you just start off with the insults. He said, Congress and the Passengers' Bill of Rights have led to more passengers getting bumped due to more cancellations. And do you think he gives any examples? No, he just moves on to his next point. Also, if people showed up for the flights they booked, the airlines wouldn't be overbooked. Many passengers book multiple flights. How about if you buy... So you're just assuming that the guys that they're yanking off the flights, did those people... I don't do that. I buy one fucking ticket and I show up. That's how I do it. So you're telling me that that Chinese dude or that other fucking person on Delta, you're telling me that those are those people? So they said, hey, you booked like 20 flights. You only showed up for one. Hey, get out of that fuck. I said, get out of there. You're telling me that's what happened? Or are you telling me that because other people do that, because the guilty people did it, that United and Delta is now just going to grab some random innocent person and throw them off the fucking flight? I heard the reason why they did it was because they had another plane that they had to get a flight crew to, and they just fucking yanked the guy off. That has nothing to do with that other shit, as far as I know. But hey, what am I? I'm just an uninformed cunt. Evidently you, who just, like me, just make statements with no fucking evidence behind it. All right, plowing ahead. He goes, how about if I buy a ticket for a flight and miss it for whatever reason? You lose it? Question mark? Is that how you run your shows? Was that a point? How about if I buy a ticket for a flight and miss it for whatever reason, comma, you lose it? Oh, how about if you... Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a fucking problem with that at all. I'm on the same page. I hate when I show up on time for the security line and somebody else shows up super late and then they get rewarded and get breezed through the fucking line like they're in that like they're part of the TSA party. They're the pre-check people. Dude, you're bringing up all this other shit that has nothing to do with a fucking just somebody who bought a ticket and sits on the plane. I drive a car. Other people steal cars. Should I be yanked out of my fucking car because other people are stealing cars? This makes no sense. I might be an uninformed cunt, but you are a pompous, arrogant, uninformed cunt. I could say that because I'm in show business and you know we're all down to earth. All right, let me read some more of your air quote points. All right, is that how you run your shows? No, I don't run my shows like that. You know, this is how I run my fucking show. I don't have anybody kicked out ever. You can be the biggest cunt ever. I kicked the first fucking person out in 10 years because he was so fucking drunk. I'm a hell of a guy. I don't give a fuck. I'm a great guy when it comes to that shit. How dare you lump me in with United Airlines and Delta? You hateful so-and-so. All right, let me at least finish this point here. Is that how you run your shows,
or if someone buys a ticket to your show and misses it due to traffic, leaving the house late, etc., do you honor their ticket to the next show? I will tell you this. I've had plenty of people fucking reach out to me, and I have hooked plenty of people up with tickets. Okay? How about that? Has everyone reached out to me? Have I seen every fucking email? No, but I hook people up. I've run into fucking people walking down the street, driving by in a car, going, oh, fuck, I didn't know you were there. Hey, can I go to the show? And I'm like, it's all sold out. Oh, fuck. I go, fuck it. What's your name? I've done that countless times. So there you go, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. So the equivalent to that is I fucking pull up, stand outside the gates of the airport, go, hey, you guys flying to Minneapolis? Yes, sir, we are. Can I buy a ticket? Sorry, it's all sold out. Oh, bummer. Don't worry about it. Don't worry, we'll get you on the plane. And then they fucking yank someone they yank somebody off. I don't know. Why'd they pick the Asian guy? Huh? Why couldn't they pick some fucking white dude in a suit? You know why. You know why. All right. Leaving the house late. Do they? Okay. Well, that is what the airlines do if you miss a flight. They put you on another one. So fuck off, you non-reading, pigment-impaired cunt. That's not what they do. That's what they do sometimes. Other times, they yank you off the plane. Other times, they tell you to go fuck yourself. Other times, they say, hey, you have 200,000 miles. You can't use them when you want to use them. And if you don't use them by next Wednesday, we're taking them all back. Other times, they say, hey, we're just charging extra because it's post 9/11. We lost all this money. We're just charging for food. But eventually, we'll fucking stop overcharging. We'll stop charging for this shit, for all the money that we lost in 9/11, which, you know, we're now going to pass on to our fucking customers. So they take the hit. When was fucking 9/11? I know I'm an uninformed cunt. As far as my calculations, we're coming up on the 16th anniversary this September. You're still paying for Pringles, aren't you? Sir, I'm all for defending the fucking man when it's for. I mean, I don't know what you just fucking. You just brought up a bunch of, I guess, behavior by frequent flyer people. So then evidently I should get yanked off a plane at some point because other people are overbooking shit. You know what? You're the kind of person that probably likes that what do they call it, the trap ride or the trick car, whatever that fucking show is. You probably like that show. You probably think that's a good fucking show, right? That show, I can't even believe that fucking show is on television. It's on True TV. We should change their name to fucking Horrific TV. They drive down to like the fucking projects and they leave a car with the door open, keys in it running, and then they wait for someone to fucking steal it, and then they act like they got a bad guy off the fucking street. And I was reading comments underneath the, you know, I love that they're going to go out of their fucking way to go down there and try to get someone to go to jail. Why don't you go down there and try to help somebody out? I saw one guy, he actually stole the fucking car. He knew it was the trap car or whatever. He's driving with the door open because he knows that they just they fucking hit the lock so he can't get out. And he's saying he knows it's a trap car. He's waving to the camera and all that. They asked him, if you knew it was a trap car, why did you do it? He said, I don't know, maybe I just wanted to get on TV. And then he laughed. And everybody's like, that guy's crazy. I want to party with that guy. That guy's a dope or anything. It was fucking depressing. Like, that's the level of options this guy has in his fucking life that he would do something like that. And somebody else brought up a great point. Okay? Like, why don't they take that car around the fucking suburbs to the white cul-de-sacs? Why don't they do that? And everybody's like, oh, simple, because white kids don't steal cars. The fuck they don't. They absolutely do. And I'll tell you, there's a point in my fucking life I would have done that. I absolutely would have done that just for the stupid fucking, just to have the story so I could talk about it loudly around chicks that I liked because I didn't know any other way to approach them. If they ever did that in a fucking suburb and a bunch of white kids started going to jail over that shit would not, there would be entrapment, it wouldn't be held up in court, and the fucking show would be shut down. All I'm saying, okay? You, sir, you probably like that type of shit. You probably like that show, and you think that's a good show, and hey, let's rather than giving this guy an opportunity, you know, they could just as easily, couldn't True TV have a fucking show where they go down there and they try to give somebody a fucking job? You know? I don't know. Anyways, plowing ahead. Making your own baby food.
Hey, Billy Burp. Had my first kid a couple years ago. Congratulations. A friend suggested we make our own baby food because it's easier to get them to transition to real and healthy foods. We tried it, and it was fun. Friend suggested we make our own baby food because it's easier to get them to transition. Okay, all right. We couldn't. There's another fucking guy. No lab coat, no degree. We couldn't do it 100% of the time, but it was totally worth it. My kid isn't that picky of an eater, and I like to think that days of pulverizing fruits, vegetables, and oats into tasty meals. Oh, it's because of that. I'm sure you can afford the good stuff for the little lady, but just thought I'd throw it out there. Thanks and go fuck yourself. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know what to tell you. I'll cross that fucking road when I get. Everybody's always like, you know, got all these goddamn suggestions. There was somebody fucking, you know, everybody talking about like private schools versus public schools. It's like these fucking kids, they don't even get to be kids anymore. They should be out fucking, you know, this whole fucking thing that, you know, from day one, like you just got to be like, you've seen what it does. Look, in these countries that fucking push their kids too hard, they have like ulcerated fucking bowels. Like they've been working on fucking Wall Street for 60 goddamn years and they're like seven. The level of stress that they put on them. Fuck that. My kid's going to be a goddamn kid. All right. I flunked everything in fucking in high school. I fucked up everything. I got arrested for drinking and driving. I was unloading trucks. I did all of this shit. And then one day I just figured out what do I want to do? You know, I found a passion and I followed it and I was fine. And I remember back in the day, they used to fuck. Oh, you need 2 years of a language. If you don't have 2 years of a fucking language, you can't. Blah, blah, blah. It's all fucking bull. You know, used to say that the fucking language teacher. Fuck everybody. Fuck everybody. Let your kid be a goddamn kid. And fuck all these fucking private schools with their $9 zillion fucking, you know, oh, you better get in when the kids are just playing with blocks. The early you get in, the better chance you have for your kid to continue on. In other words, start fucking lining our pockets now. Yeah. Why don't you just have, I don't know. Wouldn't it be cheaper to just have your kid homeschooled? You're going to drop all that fucking cash like he's already going to Yale? And they're fucking going to school and they're going, the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and, that'll be enough. Yeah, the credit card didn't work. Yeah, I can't teach you the rest of the song. All right, birthday boat party. Hey, Bill, you bald-headed eagle. Jesus, going fucking old school on that one. hey, you chiseler. Hey, you sidewinder. Recently, my girlfriend dumped me over a text message. I swear to God, if that existed back in the day, I would fucking be lighting phones up. If that wasn't bad enough, I got the text just as I was walking into a movie with a buddy. She told me straight that she didn't love me anymore. I took it like a man, watched the movie, went home and cried like a bitch. Honest guy. 2 days later, I went to a party on a boat. I spotted my now ex. We made eye contact and she looked away. So now I'm trapped on a boat for 4 hours. You didn't know that she was going to be there with a bunch of drunk cunts I don't want to be around. And of course her. I made an attempt to ask her why the fuck she didn't have the balls to dump me face to face, but she ignored me totally. Ah, she's young and immature. I then saw her walk over to a guy and start kissing him. Jesus Christ. I commend you, sir, for not throwing yourself and them also overboard. A fucking double murder / suicide. Bill, I have no fucking idea how I didn't punch this cunt, but I decided not to. I now wish I had punched his stupid fucking face. And my question is, what should I have done something? Fuck no. Why are you punching him? He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's supposed to be out there trying to fucking hook up with women. All right. Any bad feelings you have should be towards her. But here's the thing, dude. You know, in the long run, she did you a favor because she didn't love you. Okay? And eventually, she could have done that while you had two kids with her and you actually had to pay her fucking money. She did you a favor. All right? Yeah, don't ever do that. That's the dumbest shit ever. When people fucking date somebody and then they get dumped, and then they're fucking dating somebody else. I mean, and then you go over and you confront the other fucking person. They're outside the circle. You know? So, what should he have done? You should have just been a fucking gentleman. That's what you should have done. You just be a fucking gentleman. Just be like, hey, you know, evidently, you know, she doesn't want to be with me anymore. I mean, dude, I know. Listen, I got dumped. I know how fucking hard this is. I remember one time I actually fucking was talking to somebody hard on the table. This woman dumped me out of fucking nowhere. And I'm in a bar, of course. And I'm talking to a buddy of mine. And the problem was he got dumped like 4 years earlier and he still wasn't over it. And he fucking hated women. So this is who I'm pouring my heart out to. And I was like, you know, I mean, I thought everything was going fine. What the fuck? And I did all that shit. And he just goes, hey, you know, I don't know. Maybe she wanted to fuck somebody else. And I just said, you know what, dude? I said, you know what? Fuck you. I actually flipped out. I was like, fuck you. Like, that has nothing to fucking do with this. That has to do with that fucking shit, that fucking cunt you dated 4 fucking years ago. You're still not over her, and I've been having to fucking carry you off the field like Kellen Winslow after that fucking overtime game out of every fucking bar for the last 4 years. You can't sit here. He's like, dude, I'm sorry. I say, hey, I go, fuck off. I just brought up a bad memory. Actually, did I say that? That's probably what I said on the way home. I think I said that on the way home. I think I just said, fuck you, when I walked out of the bar. That's right. That's what happened. That's how old I am. I'm so old, my memory is the fantasy. My memory is what I should have said. I did say, fuck you. And I walked out. He's like, oh, no. And I just fucking walked out. One of the few times I didn't pay for my round of beers. I was just like, fuck you. Walked out. Anyways, he said, hope you're well. Thanks and go fuck yourself. Dude, you took it like a man. What are you going to do? And, you know, keep taking it like a man and keep going home in private and cry it out of you. That's what women do. Fucking, they cry it out of them and then they can move on. The fact that she dumped you and then, of course, is immediately making out with this guy is really suspect, but you never know with them. You never know. That could have just, she could have just picked that guy because you were there. You have no fucking idea. And here's the thing, dude. Even if she was already banging that fucking douche while or making out with that douche when she was with you, then that's the kind, that's who you were with. So good fucking riddance. All right? That's what you had. You thought you drafted somebody in the first round that didn't fucking work out. And you know what? That guy just picked up her contract for you. You know? So now you got all this cap space. All right, go cry her out of your fucking heart, you know, but don't go around hating women. That's what I did. Big fucking mistake. All that does is stop you from meeting a fucking sweetheart. Because you know who loves an angry woman hater? A fucking psycho chick. All right, there you go. All right, Russian girlfriend. Hey, Billy Blue Balls. Hey, man, I was wondering if you could give me some advice. I'm a 27-year-old from New Zealand and currently residing is what you should have said instead of current residing here. Current resident here? Current residing here? Okay, I've met and recently started dating a girl from Russia. We've been officially dating for about 5 months now. Everything is going great. Never been happier. Hey, if she ever asks you to take a boat ride, don't get on the fucking boat, all right? And I'm not talking about because of the last thing. All right, that's when you show up. There's a couple other shifty guys there, and then your identity gets stolen, and we never see you again. All right, she's hot, best in bed I've ever had, and I've had a lot. Ha ha. Got a great personality and someone I could see going further into the future with. Okay, well, you're writing me, so I know the other shoe's going to drop. The only issue is that her visa is about to run out in a few months. Oh, before she moves back. Unless we can, she can find a decent job here. The only issue with that is the job market over here for the type of work she is after is very small. A translator. We've been checking the job sites and whatnot over the past month with not much luck. So I've put up the idea of maybe heading over to Russia and try to start a life over there. Oh, no. Fuck no. But that's a great way to see if she's with you because she wants to be with you, though. My qualification can take me anywhere in the world, but I'm still skeptical on, well, should I just uplift my whole life and move to a country that doesn't really speak much English, apparently? with my girlfriend that I've only known for a few months, plus not knowing much Russian. Yeah, plus you don't know how that country fucking works. All right? You have no idea how that fucking country works, dude. You're talking like you're dealing with the fucking mob. Hang on one second. All right, sorry. I just realized I double booked myself. I had to fucking figure something out. Yeah, dude, you have no idea like what's going on over there. Like, that's a whole different fucking animal over there. That's a whole different government. The level of influence that the mob has. I mean, that shit is fucking hardcore over there. Russia is no joke. Where the fuck did you say you were coming from? You're going from New Zealand to Russia? You're in the Garden of Eden. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck that. Get her a job interview. They'll see how beautiful she is. And, you know, do what you can fucking do. Dude, fuck that. Fuck that. Repeat. Fuck that. I'm not even reading the rest of this. Fuck that. Do not move from fucking New Zealand to Russia. Jesus fucking Christ. Do not do that. Please don't do that, okay? I never beg in the podcast, but I'm begging you right now. Do not fucking do that. Jesus, you're going to go from the fucking Garden of Eden to the... Now you're the immigrant. Now she's trying to get you a fucking job. You know? What kind of money are you going to make over there? I got no fucking idea. Oh, fuck that. All right. Soccer coach rips off shirt after ejection. Hey, Billy Dadsack. Oh, that was as original as Billy Bald Eagle was not. All right. Saw this video and thought it might interest you. During a recent soccer game, an Argentinian player accidentally knocks a player out from the other team and ends up getting ejected from the game as a result. After he gets ejected, the coach freaks out. Yeah, I watched the clip, starts yelling at the refs, then he gets ejected. So when he realizes that he's also ejected, he rips his shirt off only to reveal, and he's an older guy too, you know, I don't know, I can't tell how old the guy is, somewhere between 40 and 50. Rips his shirt off only to reveal that not only is this dude fucking shredded, but also his whole back is covered in tattoos, making him look like he spends his free time going to bare-knuckle brawling down by the shipyard. Thanks for all the laughs and go fuck yourself. Yeah, I watched the clip of this. This guy looks like he's done some time in prison. What's amazing is the rest of his body that you can see, he has no tattoos. And then on the back, it's just like, I don't know what the fuck he's got going on, but his entire back is covered. And it's all of those, you know, if you touch my family, I will fucking kill you. It's those kinds of tattoos. It's not the, I was in a frat and I got drunk one night and, this is my old girlfriend's name and we fucking turned it into a swan or whatever the fuck they do. This is like hardcore, you know, this guy's going to punch you in the throat. It's a great clip. I really appreciate it. All right, let me make sure I did everything here. Russian girlfriend, do not stay in New Zealand. Birthday boat party. Yep. You got a lot of cap space. Good for you. Making your own baby food. Yes, you know, I'll see about that. Airline bumping. Hey, agree to disagree. But I like the fact that you went out there and stuck up for the airlines. And I think that's it. I've read all the things, right? Oh, I didn't talk about the F1 race, motherfucker. Did you guys watch it? I know after Nia's just absolutely eviscerated watching racing. I hope if you were going to watch a race, the Spanish Grand Prix was a great one. Lewis Hamilton had the pole. Sebastian Vettel, was in the second position. And then Boris Karloff, I keep forgetting his name, fucking Lewis Hamilton's driving mate there. His fucking car caught on fire. But the first guy, the other guy who drives for Ferrari, whatever his name is, Ricky Ricciardo, I can't remember. No, Daniel Ricciardo drives for Force India. No, he doesn't. He drives for Red Bull. Why don't I just fucking go on and look up the goddamn names? Because most of you guys don't watch this shit, so you don't know. You guys know as much as I fucking know. So here's what happened. All right? The race starts. And what's his face? Lewis Hamilton, as always, gets a bad fucking start. Sebastian Vettel goes around him. Vettel drives the Ferraris. Lewis Hamilton's with Mercedes. Vettel is out in front. I don't know how many fucking points he was ahead. He was like 15 points ahead or some shit. And in the old days, last year when I've been watching for a year, the old days, which is Monaco of last year when I started watching, if you went to the turn first, whoever won, got through the first turn first, in first place, drove in the clean air, that was it, you won the fucking race, unless you messed up a pit stop or your car shit the bed. So he gets out in front, and then his buddy there, the other Ferrari guy, gets knocked out of the race, okay? And they cut to this kid in the stands wearing this Ferrari thing. Where are the drivers? Why is it so difficult? Drivers, here we go, here we go. I should have had this all ready to go. I'm sorry. I'm like slowing this the fuck down. The Raikkonen guy gets knocked right out of the race. And this little fucking kid, they cut to him. He's wearing all Ferrari gear and he's just crying his eyes out. And they're sitting there going, well, like, Vettel's still in first place. Well, he must have been a big Raikkonen fan, however the fuck you say his name. And they showed him twice, bawling his eyes out. I couldn't believe a kid this little was that into racing. I thought it was really cool. And later on, the driver got knocked out of the race for Ferrari. They brought the kid in, and he took a picture with him and everything. So it ended up being a good deal. Although he probably cried again when Lewis Hamilton went around him. But anyways, it was a great race from front to back. These new fucking tires, I guess. I have no idea why. They got more grip. There's more passing. Lewis Hamilton passed Sebastian Vettel, I think, on like lap. Like it's like 20 laps to go, which never happened last year. The second place guy just could never get around the first place guy once he was out there. I don't know. It was a great race. And then Lewis Hamilton, for some reason, was like fucking out of breath when he was talking because they were saying because they got the fatter tires, they could pull more G's and like just the physically what the fuck they were going through. And Lewis Hamilton didn't have any drinks on board. I didn't know they had drinks on board. That never even dawned on me. But he didn't want to add any more weight to his car. So he lost like 4.5 pounds. So there you go. You know, that actually, you know, there's people out here in Hollywood that have enough money now that the day before they have to go to like a red carpet event, they're going to fucking, you know, drive around in a fucking race car for 3 hours so they can drop that final fucking 4.5 pounds. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. So I believe the next race is in Monaco. I don't know. I'm enjoying watching it. Nia's got me all self-conscious about talking about it now. I'm going to blame her that I wasn't prepared to talk about it. Was there anything else on my little list here? For those of you nerds always wonder, do you riff the whole thing? Pretty much. But I make like a set list of shit I want to talk to if I can fucking find it. Where the hell is it? I give up. I fucking give up with this shit. What did I have on here? I don't know what that is. We'll close this window. This is the most anticlimactic ending to a podcast ever. All right. I said Predators, Lewis Hamilton, Sebastian Vettel, Daniel Ricciardo. First time he was on a podium this year. Oh, had to give a shout out to Force India, still rocking the fuchsia, whatever color that is. I think that was it. Oh, happy Mother's Day. Belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Had a great time. Went to brunch. Yep, that's where I am right now. Went to brunch. My parents came out, met their granddaughter. They're over the moon, loving her. She was so cute and was just, didn't cry at all the whole meal. And then she got in the car, and then that was it. She had friggin' had it and was just crying up a storm. And we ended up having a great day, and I came home, and I was like, it was crazy, you know? I've just finally entered this part of my life. You know, my parents are older. I got a little one. I'm at brunch, and I have no say in the matter. And you know what? It feels good. I had a great time. You know, we had all kinds of family. We had a big crew, 7 or 8 people. And we went to this fucking insane brunch, and everybody threw down and had like 3,000 calories each. Great conversation, great people. It was awesome. All kinds of pictures and that type of shit. And other than the fact I forgot my fucking wallet because I decided to wear a suit and I was going to be the big shot picking up the fucking check and I had to go to my parents. So now Now, you know, in a few days when I take him to the airport, I got to give him the fucking money back. But, oh, God, it was embarrassing. Really embarrassing. So, anyways, that was my Mother's Day. Go fuck yourselves. I will check in on you on Thursday. And let's go Predators. And I don't know. I mean, I got a bunch of friends. You know what? In Pittsburgh, I'm just rooting for extra hockey at this point. I hope both series go seven games. I don't want to be this little fucking cunty gargoyle shitting on the Ducks. I don't want to fucking do that. You know, why do I got to bring up the Predators' success and then shit on Canadiens fans? You know, all their pocket squares are all soaking wet from them blowing their noses and crying about losing to the Rangers. I don't need to do that. Not to mention, I have no bragging rights. My team got fucking bounced out. You know, I'm going to try to be, I'm going to try to go cuntless for the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs. How about that? Celtics versus the Wiz. Ease on down the road tomorrow. My brain says it could go either way, but my heart says there's no fucking way. There's no way they come in to the Garden, even though it's not the Garden. It's the Fleet Center at the Garden fucking slash whatever fucking Gossett Jr., whatever other fucking tags they have for that thing. And I just don't see them doing it. I feel like, you know what it is? The Celtics, they got that sound in their crowd the same way the old Yankee Stadium had it. You know, knowledgeable fans with a history of success. And they that can push your team to fucking win. And I think they're going to do it. Oh, by the way, Derek Jeter, huh? I missed it. I was at brunch. I missed it. But that's what a fucking class act, man. He's such a class act. He can go into New York and wing a speech and still kill it. That's it, man. They're out of single numbers. Let's see if I can do it. Billy Martin, number one. Number two, Derek Jeter. Number three, Babe Ruth. Number four, I always fuck this up. That's Gehrig. Five is DiMaggio. And six, I looked up today because that's the one I always forgot. But they said it was Joe Torre, but I thought somebody else had six. Seven's Mickey Mantle. Number eight is fucking Yogi Berra and somebody else. Nine is Roger Maris. 10 is Chris Chambliss. 11 is Gary Sheffield. I don't know the rest of them. Thurman Munson's 15. Who else do I remember? Reggie Jackson, they had to retire his. That was 44. Bo Diaz, what number did he, what are you at, 30? I don't fucking know. All right, that's it. That's the podcast. I will check in on you Thursday. And God bless all the mothers out there who work with the family back east. All right, I'm done.